I'm allowed to walk there to be by the end of the tchum. Fakert. Kol she'eni zakoid amirosei. If he's going on the Reisha says it's osur. So he should have said anything I can't talk about the saying of do on Shabbos. Any rishoy b'chashchosoi. I'm not allowed to walk at the end of Shabbos to be there by the tchum. Me boiler. That's what he should have said. Rebalti says a loshon. I'm allowed to do it. So the churah b'shul is not going on the Reisha, the Mishnah that's talking about isur. So the Mori Elo HaSeifa Koy, Enechnam, he's going on, the Seifa is going on. But the Seifa says it's Mutter. You're allowed to walk to the end of the Tchum on Shabbos to be there, today after Shabbos, you walk further to your paradise, just to watch it. Because to watch a field, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Abo Machashech, Hu Lishmor, you're allowed to go there just to watch your field. Memela, once you're there, or maybe Paris Biod, you're allowed to bring home ready Paris also. So that's what Abba Shul is going on. Kedim Rav Aitam. As if he's going around the Sefer doesn't talk about an Amira. The Sefer doesn't talk about what you're allowed to talk about. The Sefer just says what you're allowed to do. The Sefer says you're allowed to walk on Shabbos to the Tchum if your purpose is just to be able to watch your fields. So that's what the Mishnah says, I will show Sudha Shed Lush like this. Anything that you're allowed to walk to the Tchum on Shabbos, you're allowed to talk about it. Because that's what the Mishnah says. And Abba Shul is not like that. He says a Lashon. Anything you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk to the end of the Tchum. So Chura, talking, the Mishnah doesn't talk about. So how come he says a Lashon, anything you're allowed to talk about? He should have said, if he's going on the Seif of our Mishnah, he should have said, anything that you're allowed to walk to the Tchum on Shabbos, you should know you're allowed to talk about it. So the Gemara asks so Shver. Li'olam atayu asayif koi enechnami. Abba Shul is going on the Seif of the Mishnah. The Abba Shul laha koi is going on this case. Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel. I'm allowed to tell my friend, do me a favor and watch my peiros that's in your tchum. In other words, he comes from this city and you're from this city and you meet in the middle place, so you can both meet there. But I call upon him, you can't go to his city and I have my field in his city. So I'm allowed to tell him, when you go back to your city now, do me a favor and watch my peiros in your field, in my field there. Because that's mutter to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to watch your field on Shabbos. And who Adin, after he tells you back, Shmoli perish abet chumcho, vanyesh mecho perish abet chumi. And I'll instead watch your perish abet my tchum. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul Din. And you're allowed to talk about watching fields on Shabbos. On this now, come Abba Shul. Abba Shul says, Latanakamom, mi loy moidis.
Rashi learns that the Abba Shul is saying to the Tanakhama, aren't you moida to this halacha that you're allowed to tell your friend to watch my peiros that's in the field near your tchum, and I'll watch your peiros which is in my tchum? So you see what you're allowed to say this. This is what Abba Shul is like asking the Tanakhama. How come you also don't say this lashon? Like say out the halacha that whatever you're allowed to tell your friend to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to go there to the tchum to walk there on Shabbos also. In other words, say both halachas out. Then what do you just say? You're allowed to walk to the tchum on Shabbos. Why don't you also say this halacha, that the mele you're allowed to talk about it also on Shabbos. If anything you're allowed to go to the tchum, you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. So Mele Abba Shul says the lashon like this, that anything you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos, you should know you're also allowed to go there to the end of the tchum on Shabbos. So it's for the Gemara now, klal la'atzu yamai, of a koponim, why does Abba Shul say lashon of a klal? What is the klal coming to be marba? So the Gemara la'atzu yehodotan rabon, it's coming to be marba, this that we learned. But it says what? You're not allowed to go to walk on Shabbos to the end of the Tchum, today that after Shabbos to be able to get your behema, to bring back your behema. Lovi yes a behema. And that's the gear that we have. That what? You're not allowed to go there. Tosis brings down, Yesvorm de Garsi Machshichim. Some girls, if I can't, you are allowed to go there on Shabbos. Why? Like the Gemara we had before. The Fishim Yeshom Burganim. Since it's only a shayla of going chutz to tchum, of carrying it back, so since if it's only going chutz to tchum, see if there would have been burgen and you're allowed to walk there, so mele hu adin, you're allowed to walk there on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk there now on Shabbos. But Tosi says there is the gears like we have, emach shichim, but Tosi says the afternoon shot, now the gears there is, but the hamish shen yechulu love it. We're talking about such a behema that can't walk. So mainly you have to carry it. Now that's no heter. Even on the tzad, there's no shalav going chus to tchum, but you're not allowed to carry a bal chai on Shabbos. It's muksa. Therefore, there's no hecher tinta to bring that behemah into the tchum. Therefore, emach shrichim. You're not allowed to walk there on Shabbos to be near the end of the tchum to bring your behemah back. Let's say the behemah is outside chus to tchum. You're allowed to call it, and it will come on Shabbos. And we don't have make any zera. Maybe you go after it. That's the locha. Anything I'm allowed to say, you should know. I'm also allowed to go there to walk there on Shabbos to be by the end of the tchum. You're allowed to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos to be able to write after Shabbos, buy things, or do things of tzorcha kala. Who are then to take care of a mace? What lohovi loy oran? Kedai that right after Shabbos you bring back the oran for him. Reels tachrichim. Vayta v'yomrim. Now this is the chiddush. Since you're allowed to walk there, it's the same halacha v'yomrim. You're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. V'yomrim loy. You could tell yechaver. Leich l'makom pleni. Go to that place. V'yim loy. Motzes b'makom pleni. If you're not going to find the oran or the tachrichim in that place, habo m'makom pleni. Bring it from another place. Loy motzasa b'mona. If you're not going to find it in order to buy it for like $100, spend $200 on it. That's not the Tanakhama. You're allowed to talk about these things, and the male since you're allowed to talk about them on Shabbos. Who are did, if it happens on Mesa or a Kala, you're allowed to walk to the end of the Tchum on Shabbos, today to be able to be there after Shabbos to bring back the Tachrichim, or else to bring back the Tzorche Kala. We have Yosef, we have Yehudu right there, or Bavan Shalayaskiloi Schumekach. He holds no, you're not allowed to talk about the schum, the price on Shabbos. You're only allowed to tell him, go and bring back tachrichim after Shabbos, or bring back the tzorche kalam. But to say how much it costs, you're not allowed to speak out the schum on Shabbos. Stop here. Yeah, now we'll learn a little halacha. We're in the middle of Simin Shin Zayin, I think Sifkot and Hay.
Based Yisrael on Shabbos, but the guy comes now on Shabbos to take out the stuff from your house, else you want to move. And the guy comes to your house on Shabbos, take out your stuff on Shabbos, that's awesome. Well, you ain't shenoyser, and there's an oynish if you do it. Why? Because since the guy is coming into your house to take out stuff from your house, it's nearer to mechzein as if you told him to do it on Shabbos. Here it doesn't help the fact you told him stam before Shabbos, come and move my chreitzim, because when he comes into your house, that's awesome. Now the day if you're moving, you can't have movers come into your house on Shabbos to move out the things. Hey, dovar she'enoy melocha, something that's not an issa d'iraisa. V'yenoy osa lasas b'Shabbos elu mishum shvus. It's only an issa d'rabbonah do it on Shabbos. All the shvusim. Yed ikra din hafta mechave mutter l'yisrael loyma leini yehudi lasas b'Shabbos. You're allowed to tell a goy to do it for you on Shabbos. Since it's only an issa d'rabbonah, it's called the shvus. By you telling a guy to do a melacha for you, it's awesome in the rabbonin. And if the melacha is only yisra the rabbonin, it's like two the rabbonins will make them. It has to be that the person is a little bit sick. He's not chole kol gufoy. Pekuach nefesh avad, I'm not talking about. If it's pekuach nefesh, you yourself could do it for him. And if it's chole kol gufoy, you're also allowed to do an yisra the rabbonin for him. Even a Yisrael could do it for him, according to some treatise. They're talking about stam mixas chole, the guy's a little bit sick. The guy's a little bit sick, you're allowed to tell a goy to do an issa d'rabbanan for you. Mele nafkamina, if you have a little headache and you want a tea, you don't feel so good, so you're allowed to tell the goy to go across the street to bring you a tea. Since he's only carrying through a kamalus, he's not carrying through a shasrab, only through a kamalus, so needs the rabbanan, you're allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha for you, abdi your mikzas choli. You don't feel so good, you're in bed, and you want him to bring you something, he's allowed to bring it through the kamalus. Oy ye at tzarech, oy ye at tzarech, o dover at tzarech harbi. Or else it's something that's a very big tzarech, and the Magen Avraham says it means that it's a hefsid b'mokim hefsid godol. You lose out. If you don't have this thing done for you, you'll be a big hefsid godol. That's also a hefsid to tell a guy to do something for you on Shabbos. Abi, what he has to do for you is only nisad rabbonin. It's only nisad rabbonin, and if it's not done, it's a big hefsid, like l'moshel place. If you have a muksa maybe outside, or you have your schoira outside and the rain is coming, it's going to get ruined, you're allowed to tell a guy to come and carry it inside. Because carrying it inside is only nisad rabbonin, and it's mutter to do if mokam tzarech harbi. Oy mifnei mitzvah. Or else if it's a tzarech mitzvah, you could also tell a guy. Ketzad, oy me yisrael en yehudi. V'shabes lalois bilon lahavi shofar letkoyet kilos mitzvah. It's on the tzad that you do blow shofar on Shabbos, maybe in the base of Mikdash it means, where they blow on Shabbos, and you have the shofar on top of the tree, so it's also midrabbanan to climb up a tree on Shabbos. You're allowed to tell a goy to go up and get the shofar for you on Shabbos. Since it's only an issur rabbanan, and it's a tzarech mitzvah, hey shvus the shvus, the tzarech mitzvah is mutter. Or lohovi mayim derech hotzer, so irvu lirchatz boi hametztayir. Or else to bring water, somebody to watch himself, he's mitztayir, that's called a korek asas choylem, so you want the goy to go across the street to bring the water for you, that's mutter. V'yesh oisrim, and some treat this all, even this much is also. Later, the Mechav Paskin's claw, Ladva Mitzvah Smutter, providing its own Issa the Rabbonin. So, with Issa the Rabbonin, you'll have to tell a guy to do the Melacha for you if it's one of three Tzurichim. Either it's a Tzurich Mitzvah, or else it's a Tzurich Chayli, you're a little bit sick, you're a little in pain, or else it's a big Hefsa Godel. V'yayin liyel simen reishayin vov, the yesh makilum, there are some sheet that hold, afilu bimlocha diraisa. You could be makel to tell a guy to do a malacha for you, even though it's a malacha diraisa, also a tzarech mitzvah. There is such a shita like that. But the maitzah, there were more ready before Paskin Yesh Lahachma Bezer, and he said that's Yikar Radeya, because the other shita is only Yadas Yechidoi, because the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam and Kamal Gavel Mishrenim say it's also. And the maitzah, that's usually done hug like that. That you're not allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha diraisa, even a tzarech mitzvah. It's only a shayla about the tzarech harabim. Some people want to say that the Ksas Kula, the Mokim, the Tzorach HaRabim, the Mitzvah, the Rabin, maybe there you could be Mekel, tell a girl to do a Melacha for you on Shabbos. Some people are Mekel, some people are Machim. I think Ramesh is very Machim here, not to do it. Right. But, Ose L'chashev Cheshbonis. What we learn?
You're holding that Kuf Nun Aleph. Omer Aleph, the Mishnah. Machshichim al hatchum lefakeach al iske kalo v'al iske hames. As machshichim means you're allowed to walk on Shabbos to the tchum of the city. Today, that right after Shabbos, you go outside the tchum to take care of things about iske kalo. Like we had before, you'll have to buy the flowers for the kalo. V'al iske hames. Or else to go outside the tchum to find an orin or tachrichim for the mace. Like the Mishnah says, lohovi loy, in order that you be able to bring back orin v'tachrichim, the orin and the tachrichim for the mace, is the clothing for the mace. Now, since this is a dvar mitzvah, for dvar mitzvah you're allowed to talk about it. On Shabbos you're allowed to talk about doing these things. So since, like we have before in Abba Shurl, since you're allowed to talk about these things, who are then you're allowed to walk to the tchum or to the end of the tchum on Shabbos to be there ready so that after Shabbos you go fast outside the tchum to bring back these things of Tzorchei Kal and Tzorchei Hames. Right, Zot Mishnah. Nochri Shehevi Chalilin b'Shabbos. A goy that brought a chalil, that's like a flute, on Shabbos. So the churva, the goy is doing a malacha for a yid, he's bringing the flute on Shabbos. Is lo yispoid bohen Yisrael. Or Yisrael is not allowed to use it for the hespedim. It's the Mol Gemara's times they used to b'shas hesped play music, kedei to make the people cry, to warm them up, like that's the Indian of a hesped, he's supposed to cry for the mace. So they used to play music, so the goy brought the flute, so that Yidin could use it to play music for the hesped. So locher is lo yispoid bohen Yisrael. Or Yisrael is not allowed to use it. Eliim came bo mimokim korov, unless we know for sure that the goy brought it within the tchum on Shabbos. In other words, the goy had this flute in his house and he lived within the tchum. So by him bringing it to us on Shabbos, he did not do a malacha for us. Therefore, we are allowed to use it. But if the goy brought it from chutz l'tchum on Shabbos, from outside the tchum of the city, a place where we are not allowed to go, so then it's considered we're having hanor from the goy's malacha, so we're not allowed to use the flute. Rashi says the chiddush here. Rashi learns lo yispod behen Yisrael. Rashi learns loylem forever. You're never allowed to use this flute. Rashi uknasu, it's a knas mishum de mucha milsa shebeshvilei huvo. This is also called mucha milsa. We see clearly it was brought for the purpose of a Yisrael. Why? The enderech lohavi chalilin ele beshvil meis, that goyim don't use the chalil for their meisim. So therefore, if a goy brought it, he zecher brought it for Yisrael to use it. So since he brought it for Yisrael, as a kenas, we should not use it loylem.
But that's only if the guy brought it from chutz l'tchum. But if the guy had it inside the tchum and he just brought it from his house to our house on Shabbos, then it's mutter to use, because it's not called the having hanor for the malacha being done on Shabbos. So Tosfos asked the kasha, Hazim came bovim makom korev. Tosfos asked Tamil the Rebbe, Mam hanisha bovim makom korev, haloi heviyam derech v'shus rabim. But I call upon him, the guy carried it through v'shus rabim. Umali yoren v'kevesh shenasa v'shabbos mali chalilim shuvu derech v'shus rabim. Like, what's different? Just like we're not allowed to have hanor if the guy brings the oren, or he brings the kever, if he digs the kever for us, so what then? We shouldn't be allowed to have hanor from this malacha that the guy carried through Rishus Rabin the Chalil to us. So Taisa says the teretz for Yeshleima, Tehaviyah mimokim korev lemahani kokach avosai. Now, since the guy, the Chalil, was inside the tchum on Shabbos, the fact he brought it to us is not considered by having so much hanor from the malacha. It's not yet true, he did a malach, he carried me through the Rishus Rabin, but we could have went to his house. Since it's in the chum, we could have went there. It's not considered by having hanor from the malach Shabbos. That's Taisa's Yisoid. A stam from Hoytso alone is not considered we're having hanor. As if we brought it from chutz l'tchum, we couldn't have had it bechlal on Shabbos. That's called we're having hanor. But Kozman was in the tchum at the beginning of Shabbos, just he delivers it to our house. That's not considered we're having hanor from it. So again, a little bit, if the mailman brings letters to us, so I believe the letters were inside the tchum Shabbos, like the mail reached the post office before the beginning of Shabbos, the guy brings it to us on Shabbos, we're allowed to have hanor from the mail.
Let's say a guy made on Shabbos an oron, the coffin, the chofru loy kever, and he dug a grave on Shabbos, is yikva boy Yisrael. We're allowed to use it, the Yisrael could use it after Shabbos. And this is avada providing, like Rashi says, osu loy oron bishvil nochri olimcher. The guy either made the coffin or the kever for himself, or else he made it amanas to sell it. So since he didn't make this for the purpose of a Yisrael, later after Shabbos we're allowed to use it. It's not called the guy did a malacha for a Yisrael. It was at the mission of Yim b'shvil Yisrael, but if the guy built the coffin or dug the grave b'shvil Yisrael, that a Yisrael should be able to use it, here the Mishnah says, lo yikover boy olomis. You're not allowed to use it loylom word, not only b'chtei shiyasal after Shabbos can't you use it, but here it's a kenas loylom you can't use it. We'll see in the Gemara why here they're more machmer than other malachas on Shabbos. Usually if a guy does a malacha for us on Shabbos, there's a malacha we can't have enough from it. That means we have to wait until a period of time that we could do that malacha now on Moitzoy Shabbos. Let's say you have to warm up a bath. If the guy warms it up for us on Shabbos, so Moitzoy Shabbos we have to wait a half an hour until it takes us to warm up the bath. But after the half an hour, we're allowed to use the bath. Here the Mishnah says it's also olamis. You can't use this kever or this coffin loylam v'ed. So we'll see in the Gemara why. So it's Gemara. Ma'in mimakim korv. What does it mean that a guy brought it from a makim korv? Then it's mutter. Rav oma mimakim korv mamish. Rav learns that we have to know vadai the guy brought the chalil, the flute, from a makim korv. So Rashi learns kolema. She yadu alano birur hadavad de mimakim korv bo. We know 100% that the guy was living within in the tchum. Sherinu Shoyva Beso, that we see, we knew that the Khalil was in his house at the beginning of Shabbos. So then when he brings it to us on Shabbos, it's not called having Hanor from it being brought chutz l'tchum. Therefore we're allowed to use it. That's not Rav. But Mashma Rav is saying we're actually learning it would be a suffix, if he wouldn't be Vadi, it'd just be a suffix to us, then it'd be Asur. Ushmul Lama no Chashinon Shema chutz l'tchum lonu. Heshmul said it's a chashash. Rashi learns, Shmuel Oma Chashin and Shema Chutz L'Tchum Lono. Rashi says, Afilu Hevi Mechutz L'Ir. Even if he brings it from outside the city, on Nutelen Lahatev, still we could go L'Kula. The Yomim will say, Shema B'Tech HaTchum Lono. Maybe it was in the Tchum at the beginning of Shabbos. Mela V'Soyftim Ben L'Moytzoy Shabbos. We're allowed to use this Chalil to say the Hesped with it, Moytzoy Shabbos. Miyad, right away. It says, Loshin Chashinin. Rashi says, V'Chashinin Nam Yamin L'Kula. Sometimes the word Hushin also goes Lakula, will be Makel. Yeah. So that's why Rashi is learning. That Shmuel says Chashina means with a suffix we could also be Makel. A Shmuel saying Faket, it's only Osir when we know Vada 100% it came from outside the Tchum. That's when it's Osir. But if we have a suffix where it came from, then we could be Makel. And we're allowed to use it right away after Mitzvah Shabbos. So the Mara Deka Masnis and Kavosa di Shmuel. Our Mishnah is a riot to Shmuel. So Tani, the Mishnah says, also loy orin, if a guy made a coffin, for chofa loy kever, or the guy dug a grave, is Yikova by Yisrael. But Yisrael is allowed to use it right after Shabbos. Why? Alma misvei kashori. It says the guy made it stam. We don't know for who he made it. So since we don't know for sure he made it for Yisrael, minastam is mutter. So it's right to Shmuel. Then minastam will make it. So the Marhochinam in the erasure also by the Khalil misvei kashori. If we're not sure that he brought the Khalil from outside the Tchum, not we could be Mekel. It's only us if we know Vaday he brought it from Chutz the Tchum. This is the way Rashi learns. Halacha though, we learn different shot in the Gemara. I mean, halacha is that we're choshin. That any time we have a suffix, if it came from Chutz the Tchum or not, it's Osir. Forget, it's only Mutter if it was Vaday in the Tchum at the beginning of Shabbos. So the more Vaita Vitani Kavosi the Rav. I'll bring you Ryan now according to Rav. There's a din we had before. Ir she Yisrael v'nochrim dorim bo. You have a city, that in this city there are Yidden, Jews, and there are Goyim living there. For hoysa bo merchatz hamrachetzes b'Shabbos. And there was a bathhouse there, that the Goyim used to heat up the water on Shabbos, that the Goyim used to come in to wash themselves on Shabbos. Now, im roiv nochrim, if rove people that use this bathhouse throughout the whole week, is Goyim, so then we say when they warmed up the water on Shabbos, who do they warm it up for? Must bust the roiv, which is Goyim, so they warmed it up for Goyim. Therefore, the Erev, right after Shabbos, Rechit Bo Miyad, or Yisrael is allowed to use it and take a bath right away, right after Shabbos. What about the Roiv Yisrael? What about a row of people that use this bathhouse throughout the week? Are Yisraelim? So then we say when the guy heated it up on Shabbos, Mistame, he heated it up, Lishem, the Yisraelim should use it, is then Yamtim Akadesh Yichmu Chamin. You have to wait on Mitzvah Shabbos, you're not allowed to use the water. You can't have Hanor from the Malacha that was done for a Jew. Therefore, at Mitzvah Shabbos, you have to wait the half an hour or the hour, as long as it would take you to start warming it up on Mitzvah Shabbos, and it'll get hot. Yeah. What about Machza Machza? There are 50% that use it are Yidden, and 50% that use it are Goyim. Is the Malacha also? Then it's also the Yamtin, you have to wait, Akadesh Yichmu Chamin, until you heat up the hot water at Mitzvah Shabbos. How long it would take you to heat it up Mitzvah Shabbos? So this is a riot to Rav, that Machza Machza, the Chur is a Sophic. The Goyim do it for 50, there are 50% people that use the Beath are Yidden, 50% use it are Goyim. So it's a Sophic for who the Goy, the attendant, made it for. So Minas Sophic also, it's also, there's a riot to Rav. If we have a Sophic, if a Goy did a Malacha for Yisrael or not, it's also to have enough on that Malacha, until the Chesha Yastel. You have to wait Mitzvah Shabbos until enough time that we can do the Malacha then. So it's a riot to Rav. So the more of Yehuda Reiner, the Ambatio Kitana, im Yeshbo Rishus Reuchitz Bo Miyad. In the case we have a small bathhouse, like a small bath, then if there's a Rishus, we'll soon see what that means, if the king or the prince uses it, is Reuchitz Bo Miyad. Then Yisrael is allowed to use this bathhouse right after Shabbos Miyad. So the more of my Rishus, what does that mean if there's a Rishus there? Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Verei the Rav Yehuda, im Yeshbo Odom Choshuv. If there's an Odom Choshev there, a very important person, Sheyesh Loi Asora Avodim, that he has 10 Avodim, he has 10 servants, Shemechamimin Loi, that the 10 servants, each one heats up Yud Kum Kum Kumim, 10 like big pitchers, 10 big barrels of water. Bevasachas, at one time they could heat it up. Beyambatya Kitana, in a small bathhouse, is Mela Muta Lirchatz Bomiyad, you're allowed to take a bath right away. So Rashi learns the pshat is that since he has 10 servants with him, that even if he comes on Mitzvah Shabbos, to heat it up right away. So here we have a right to be told that this water was heated up on Mitzvah Shabbos after Shabbos. We don't have to say it was heated up on Shabbos. Therefore, it's mutter. Yes, so here of Shani of Yehuda is that it didn't clear. Like we could be told, like here is like Shmuel, we're going to Kula. I was saying since it's possible that this Resher, this important person, came right after Shabbos, and his 10 avodim heated up the small bath right after Shabbos, therefore Yisrael was allowed to use it. It's even though we're not 100% sure it was done this way, but since it's possible it was done this way, it's also mutter, you can go lakula. So the Moravaita. Also loy orin v'chofru loy kever. If a goy made a coffin, or else the goy dug the grave on Shabbos, so the Mishnah says, if he did it, it's dam, it's mutter. But if he did it for the Yisrael, then the Mishnah says it's lo yikove bo yalomish. You're not allowed to use it lo yalom void. You can never use it. So Gemara says, amai. So first you learn the Gemara, why is it also on the Sefer? This is where some Mishnah learn. Why is it also lo yalom? Hochinami yamtim nechtesh yasu. The Chur should only be osur nechtesh yasu. If the Goy made the coffin on Shabbos, so good, my soy Shabbos, you should wait. Don't use it for an hour, 2 or 3 hours, as long as it takes you to make the coffin. But once you waited that time, why can't you have a loch on the malacha? Because why is this different than any time a guy does a malacha for us? That is only us, the Bechdeshi Yasu. And the Gemara Ama'ula, Bo'ayme V'yasartya. We're talking about where the guy dug the coffin, dug the grave in the Rishus Rabin. In other words, it was done for Hesia. Everybody saw that it was done on Shabbos for Yisrael. So since it's a dover b'fahesiyam, therefore it's also to use it loylam v'ed. You can never have enough from it. So the Moratenach kever, that's good when he dug the grave, that was done b'fahesiyam. Everybody saw it, so the Rabbana made a kenas, it's not nice, it's like a genai, if Yisrael would use this grave. For the Gemara b'orin, ma'ikol neymar, what can you say about the orin, about the coffin? How was that done b'fahesiyam? So the Gemara Amar Abavua, the Mutal al Kivroi, also is talking about when he's making this coffin on top of the grave. So since the grave is being dug in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, everybody sees the guy doing it on Shabbos. Well, then everybody sees the way the guy is making this coffin on Shabbos. Therefore, it's also for Yisrael to have a no from it, Loilam Voit. But Rashi learns the Gemara a little bit different. Rashi learns Faket, the Gemara is going upon the Reisha. That the Reisha says that if the guy does it stam, it's mutter to use it. For at the Gemara, why is it mutter? Why isn't it also Bechdesh Yasu? So the Gemara in says it was done by Rosh Hashanah as a pshat, then we know 100% the coffin, the grave was dug for a guy. Because the Yisrael does not bury himself, doesn't use a kever in Rosh Hashanah. So since the guy was digging the grave, Rosh Hashanah, it's muchach, he was vade doing it for himself. That's why it's mutter. And that the Gemara says, good the kever, what about the urine? So Gemara is also talking about when he made the urine on top of his grave, so also it's muchach, we see he's doing it for himself. So later if he changes his mind and sells it to Yisrael, that's the ratio of the Mishnah, you're allowed to use it. But Allah has brought down, like the first part we learned, that here it's also l'olam, because since it was done the fahesia, it's also to have a no from it l'olam word. So at the Mishnah Baita. Oisin called Sorchei Hames. Hey, so on Shabbos, you're allowed to take care of a mace. On Shabbos, a Yiddish mace, you're allowed to take care of him. What are you allowed to do? Sochin, you could rub him with oil. Or madichin oisa, you could wash him with water. Avo bovach lo yizaz boy ever. You're not allowed to move any part of his body. The Rashi says, shalo yagbiya lo yodo, you shouldn't pick up his hands, or raglo, or his feet, or risi enov. Move the mace's eye. But the pshat is, a mace on Shabbos is muksa. And the halacha of muksa is, you're not allowed to move it. You're not allowed to be metalto muksa. Mashenken, just touching nigiya is muta b'muksa. So therefore, just to pour oil over him and rub him, it's only called you're touching the mace. You're not moving him. That's muta. You're allowed to wash him if you don't move him. Mashenken, to pick up his hands or put down his hands, that's also, that's called you're moving the mace. It's also as muksa. So the Mishnah, Shomtin es hakar mitachtav. You're allowed, if the mace and he's lying, his head is on top of the pillow, you're allowed to pull out the pillow underneath him. Hey, shomtin es hakar mitachtav. You're allowed to pull out the pillow under his hands, under his head. Umatilu noisay alachil. And you're allowed to put him onto the ground, onto the dirt. Pishvil shayamtim. Pishvil shayamtim means,